The Phantom Major by Virginia Cowles. This book was originally published in Great Britain in 1958. This unabridged recording of The Phantom Major was produced in 2001 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Robert Whitfield. This book is 343 pages long. The following biographical sketch is provided for the benefit of our listeners. Virginia Cowles was born and educated in the United States. She graduated in the early 1920s and went on to become a journalist and later a biographer. Disillusioned with a lack of meaningful journalistic assignments for women in the U.S. in the 30s, she headed for London, where she became a correspondent for the Hearst papers. Her work took her to Spain during their civil war, Prague during the fall of Czechoslovakia, Paris just before the Nazis took the city, and London during the Battle of Britain. Her best-selling book, Looking for Trouble, published in 1941, chronicles her travels and gives a human interest and first-hand account of events in Europe during those tumultuous years. In 1958, she published The Phantom General, based on interviews with General Stirling and several eyewitnesses. It recounts the origin of the SAS and details the thrilling desert raids. The Phantom Major by Virginia Cowles. Chapter 1. The Beginning. It was nearly a week before the German High Command in the Western Desert became aware that the notorious British soldier, whom their radio referred to as the Phantom Major because of his persistent night raids behind their lines, had at last fallen into their hands.